Naturophysics is a concept astrophysicist Leroy Larry developed that explains in down-to-earth scenarios how the principles of physics could have come about from observing nature. Each episode begins with a scenario, followed by an example to illustrate the application of these principles in futuristic research at the frontiers of science, such as Leroy's astrophysics doctoral research, and then concludes with an exploration of how these same principles could have very well been used by ancient cultures and civilizations. Mathematics is naturally encountered and incorporated as the exciting and fun tool of science that it is. Science is the window into our amazing world of nature, and mathematics is the tool to open that window. Natural physics encompasses current, futuristic, and ancient physics, and ties them together by the principles of physics that are common threads running throughout each.
Greetings, I'm Leroy Larry, and welcome to the Natural Physics Experience, live from Costa Rica. Hey, August. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. How's everything going?
Good.
Okay.
I just had a conference with a Coast Guard.
Oh, a conference. Oh, wow. What was that about? What did you do?
The Canadian Coast Guard. That's what we were talking about. And we actually had a guest speaker from the Canadian Coast Guard, which is actually very cool.
That is very cool. Wow. Wow.
The Coast Guard College.
Okay. Yeah, that's very cool. I bet it was very interesting, huh?
It was. It was very fun too.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we ever talked about the second Galileo project.
The second Galileo project.
Yeah, there's two. Because at that same on that same day, I also met an indigenous astronomer from the second Galileo project.
The second Galileo project. Now, I'm not familiar unless they're talking about how one part of the Galileo project was for Galileo to orbit Jupiter and to get data from the four moons. And then the other part of the project, the mission was it was a small probe on board Galileo.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. I met an indigenous astronomer from that one little probe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We've talked about that before. I think how it lasted once it started, the parachutes opened and it started drifting down into Jupiter's atmosphere. It was able to send data for, I think, about 55 minutes. And then the signal went out, which meant that it had been burned up or disintegrated or maybe crushed from the pressure of Jupiter's atmosphere. No,
or maybe even landed on somewhere.
Oh, that would be great. That would be very cool if that happened, right? And it was able to survive that. But yeah, all the people on Galileo just figured that it was able to last for 55 minutes. And then they don't really know what happened. But it would be so cool if it did, was able to actually land on something. Too bad we can't know or ever know. That'd be so cool if we could. Now, there's another quantity in physics called power. Okay. Power, whereas work was equal to the force times the distance, power is equal to force times time. Okay. So you can kind of think of power as how fast you can do work in a way of thinking. Okay. So let's calculate first the power that you had to expend in carrying Hamlet by 1 meter. How many seconds do you think it took for you to carry Hamlet 1 meter?
2.
2 seconds. That's pretty good. August. Okay, so to get the power that you expended, we're gonna
Actually, maybe 1 second.
1 second? You think you
Because my walk is actually pretty long and wide.
Okay, so 1 second. 1 second. All right. Okay. So to get the power you expended, August, we take Hamlet's weight, which is 23 kilograms, and multiply that by the time that you took, which was 1 second. So
Which
what?
is 23, which is 23. I don't know
Okay.
what it would it
Okay.
be
Now,
power?
great question, August. The unit for power in physics is the watt. So
I needed 23 watts.
23 watts. Okay. Now,
And electrical.
let's calculate how much power the tow truck expended in carrying the Endeavour space shuttle. Okay. Now, the weight is 86 tons. We have to convert that to kilograms, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is 86,000 tons. I mean, kilograms.
86,000. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
We went from 86 tons, that equals to 172,000 pounds, that went to 86,000 kilograms. Okay. All right. Now we have the weight of the shuttle in kilograms, 86,000 kilograms. Now, we calculated how much time it took for the tow truck to take the shuttle from the airport to the museum. Do you remember how much time that took?
12, no,
It was
6 hours.
19. How long?
It was 6 hours.
Exactly. Excellent, August. Okay, so now we got the time. Now, MKS system. So the unit of time is what, August? It's not the hour, it's what?
Seconds.
Exactly. So that means, August, we're going to have to change 6 hours into seconds. Okay?
Okay, so
Calculator's getting the workout today, huh? We got to go from hours to seconds. So we're going from big to small, right?
oh yes. So 60, is it time? No, it's dividing.
Yes. Times.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So
How many seconds are there in a minute?
60.
Okay. How many minutes are in an hour?
60.
Okay.
I'm 60.
Times 60, and then do you think that's it, or do you think we have to multiply by one more number?
Times 60 again.
Excellent, August. Excellent. All right, so to go
So
from one.
that would be 3,600 seconds in 1 hour.
Excellent,
And
August.
then multiply that times 6,
Let's do that.
which
All
is
right, August.
21,600 seconds.
21,600.
Seconds.
Seconds. Okay, so now we're rocking and rolling, August. We have the weight of the Endeavour in kilograms, and we got the time in seconds that it took for the Endeavour to get to the museum being
Times
towed.
that by 86,000
That's right.
is 1,857,600,000. Huh. 1,857,600,000.
That's how
That's
much
what it would be.
that's how much power the tow truck did. Now let's divide
Yeah.
that by how much power you did carrying Hamlet, which was 23, right? Watts.
Divide by 23.
Okay.
80,765,217.3 million.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, good work, August. So that's how much more power that tow truck expended carrying the Endeavour that you expended carrying Hamlet. Okay, all right. Okay, so now we know about power, we know about work. Do you have any questions at all, August? Here's your homework problem. Last time, using the tow truck that was used for the Endeavour space shuttle, we calculated that it would have taken about 16 years to move the 2 million blocks from the Nile River to where the Great Pyramid is built, right? Okay. I want you to calculate the power that it would have taken to do that. So the two numbers you have to work with, August, power is force times time or weight times time. Okay, the weight, which is the force, you're going to have to find out how much the 2 million blocks of the Great Pyramid weighs. And each one weighs about 2.5 tons. Okay. And then you're going to have to find out how many seconds 16 years are. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. Tune in next week. Same fat time, same fat channel.